Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Good morning, Black Twitter. Whatever. Don't get me wrong, it's Friday, still one of my favorite days. But today, I'm over it. Today, I'm gonna tweet for people who are tired of living in this world because it sucks. That's not a cry for help, by the way. I'm not the one who needs help. The world needs help because it's whack. There's no room for the both of us. It's either the world or me. You decide because I'm fed up. Fully fed up. First, we had to deal with men calling Ciara a hoe for having a baby with her husband. Fed up. Then we had to deal with police attacking non-violent Native American protesters. Fed up. Then we had to deal with Twitter discontinuing Vine. F-E-D-U-P. Fed up. I want the world to pack up and go.
Get your shit! Get your shit! And get out!
To add insult to injury, Clive and Bundy's people were found not guilty yesterday. You know those people who seized the federal building and should have been tried for treason? Yeah, those people. Not guilty. And they occupied that building for days. Not guilty. It's like white people don't even try to hide white privilege anymore. They know we know. They see us calling it out. They watch us watch them. And do the shit anyway. What's it gonna take for white supremacy to not be a thing that exists anymore? I really wanna know because it's so frustrating. And a lot of it is frustrating because I can't shoot back. Like, okay, if you're gonna tell me all bets are off and people can just break federal laws left and right and threaten elected officials right and left, fine. I'm not change averse. I actually have very little problems accepting change. All I'm asking is for the change to be applied evenly across the board. If these alt-right white supremacist terrorists get to shoot at my black ass, I just want the government to recognize my right to shoot back. This shouldn't be hard. I don't think it's asking for a lot at all. But apparently, I still have to follow laws. The only people who don't have to follow laws in this country are white people. Because this country is trash. Recognize my right to shoot back to make this country great again, 2016. Try not to be trash, America. Try. We're well into the fourth quarter. 2017 is up at bat. New year, new you, America. Try not being trash. Either the rules apply to everyone or they apply to no one. Pick one and get back to me and then get out my way in the event that I might need to arm myself. It's really that simple. Anywho, another sad news, we're all still mourning the death of Vine, and I would like to have a moment of silence.
Pouring out for my homies.
I never really posted to Vine. I made one or two, but Vine and Instagram aren't really my thing. I'm more of just a Twitter person. But over the years, Vine has been the home of some great content, and I'm really sad that that's not going to be the case anymore. The site isn't going anywhere, at least not yet, so all the vines that we love and enjoy will still be available, at least in the short-term future, but there won't be any new content. Also, I don't know if people realized, but the people who used to actually work for Vine were all laid off. That 9% of Twitter's staff is being cut news that we were hearing about, that was probably about Vine. And I gotta say, I don't really agree with this conversation that's happening in tweets. People are saying that Twitter would rather not deal with harassment and trolls, and I feel like that take is really short-sighted. people on Twitter aren't sitting around their office like, harassment? Who gives a fuck? Like, I highly doubt that's happening. The problem consistently has been that Twitter's value is tied to quantity of users, not quality of users. By the way, this is true for every social media platform. If Twitter were to get rid of all the racist, troll, bot, porn accounts tomorrow, I guarantee you the stock would plummet. Aside, how ridiculous is capitalism that Twitter has hundreds of millions of users, but yet the people with power and money think that it's not enough because Twitter doesn't grow? It's enough to make me pull my hair out, really. I won't do it, but it's enough. So it's really a stupid situation in which Twitter has to figure out how to deal with harassment without losing millions of followers, or we could lose Twitter in the process anyway. And if we can't go to Twitter, I mean, where could you go? It's making me sad, but I really hope that someone with power and influence would ask Jack and the board at Twitter to consider making Twitter a cooperative. I mean, I don't have anything but 36 cents and a mobile card, but Twitter has given me a home, so if I need to pony up something to buy some Twitter stock and help, I'm willing to do that. Would you pay to help save Twitter and bring back Vine? Hit me up in the comments on goodmorningblacktwitter.com or tweet me while you still can, at GMBTShow. Also, as I always say, whether you're watching or listening to the show, subscribe and rate it. I'd appreciate it. Let's cheer up. It's Friday after all, right? Do it one more time for the Vine, and I'll see you next week. Have a good morning, Black Twitter.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.